Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 29th of March 2024. Today's topic is Children as Gatekeepers. Our text today is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verses 12 through 20. Verse 12. Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pushu, the son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah the son of Adiel, the son of Yoazerah, the son of Meshalam, the son of Meshulamith, the son of Immah, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,730, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bokbukah, Heish, and Galil, and Mataniah the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph. Verse 16. And Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalom, and Akub, and Torman, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom the son of Korah, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. Verse 20. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. Key verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 19a. And Shalom the son of Korah, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren, of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. A gatekeeper refers to a person who is kept at the gate of a house or city to control who comes in and who goes out. In biblical days, cities were often guarded from enemies by high thick walls with tall gates. The gates were the only entrances into the city, so gatekeepers were appointed to control who came and left the city. The gates also served as marketplace, court of law, administrative office, and public forum. Thus, gatekeepers controlled access to the city's social, political, and economic lifestyles. Our key verse reveals the names of young people who were called to serve the Lord as gatekeepers. These gatekeepers influenced Israel's social, political, and economic well-being. God appointed them to give warnings, stop evil, promote good, and be a blessing to their generation. Think of people like Moses, Joseph, David, Obadiah, Ezekiel, Josiah, Josh, Esther, Nehemiah, and Daniel. These young people rose to the height of gatekeepers and worked hard to influence the society during their time. Today, you are called to be a gatekeeper and positively influence your community, society, and the world at large. You are to be shining examples of God-fearing children who are committed to living a holy life. Prayer for today. Lord, make me a gatekeeper that will influence my world for Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Genesis chapter 4 verses 1 through 4. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.